Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oakes, pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I am founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes and David Oakes Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this edition of the Light Church Podcast. We have been studying for the last several podcasts on the subject of categories of miracles. We have gone through the ministries of Jesus, Elisha, and Elijah, and we have looked at recorded miracles to find out the tendencies of God. What areas is he most likely to use his miracle power? Now, last time that we were together, we spoke on the Lord being the helper. But we're really going to continue on in the area of categories of miracles. Now, today we're going to begin by looking at 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, because we have a wonderful situation, a wonderful event here. And we're going to look at, specifically in our subtopic under categories of miracles, at the unnamed, the unknown, the uncelebrated conduits for miracles. There are situations in our life that we are presented with that need an outpouring of God's power in our life to give us the ability to remove those situations or get beyond those situations. I want you to know, my friends, that God's arm has not been shortened at all over the last 2,000 years. Many people think that when the original disciples, and which became the apostles of the Lamb, those who ministered alongside Jesus, those who handled the word, as it says in 1 John, we think that when they were dead, many in the body of Christ think that the power of God, somehow the spigot was turned off. Well, the spigot hasn't been turned off, and God's power is still available to each one of us who will believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that his power is not only available to us, but that he desires to use that power on our behalf. Now, many times, miracles come in ways that we don't anticipate. And we're going to look, as I said, at this event in 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, at someone who was unnamed, unknown, uncelebrated, a simple person, and God used this simple one to be a conduit for his miracle power. I remember when I first got into the ministry was facing a great financial need. And it was a financial need that was not of our ministry's making. And that's all I'll say on that subject. But I remember two simple folks came in and asked for an appointment, and we set up the appointment with them. And you wouldn't think that they had anything. And they came and blessed the ministry with a large, large financial gift. I mean, it was so large that I desire for these kinds of financial gifts to come in all the time. It was a real blessing. But God used somebody who was uncelebrated, really unknown, and he used them to be a blessing and bring forth the result of his miracle power. Now, that those things happen, and they happen on a continuous basis. Many times people have geared their ministry to those who have. Well, many times in the Word of God, it's those who aren't known, those who aren't named, those who don't have great ministries that are those who do the most for the kingdom of God. Now look at chapter 5. It says in 2 Kings, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife." So here, when the Syrians attacked the northern kingdoms of Israel, they took captive, the Bible says, a little maid. We just have her occupation. We don't really have her name. Just her occupation and what she did to serve this great man of valor called Naaman, who was sick and ill in his body. And it says, "A little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. Let's continue on and read. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. So notice this. The first thing that he does is send off to the king. And he thinks the king's got some power to change things. Well, the king didn't have any power to change things. Oh, but there was one called Elisha, the prophet of God, who was anointed. Now, I want you to notice what started out this whole series of events, and then we'll get back to the events in just a moment. Here was an unnamed one, an unknown one, an uncelebrated one who was getting ready to be a conduit for a miracle. Hallelujah. You have to notice the important facts that lie around this situation. Number one, this one was not bitter about her position of servitude. If she were, she would have let him be diseased. You know, we find that many times in the body of Christ and many times in churches. You'll find people who don't have a celebrated position in church. Maybe their job is to clean the building of a church. Maybe their job is to work in one of the lower areas of the nursery. Maybe they're not the head of the nursery. Maybe they're one of those who just keeps. Maybe they're one who keeps order and structure within a children's church situation. Maybe they're the usher. Maybe they're the door greeter. Those that many times are unnamed, unknown, and uncelebrated. Some people could just walk by them every day and not realize that they are doing a great service for the kingdom of God. Now, some of those people I have found in times past get bitter. They get bitter. And when they get bitter, the first thing you see is they start dropping out. They start dropping out because they get bitter at their position. But did you know that God's miracle power cannot flow in a church situation without each one of those vitally important gifts? Just because it's unnamed and unknown and uncelebrated and the person's name isn't on the visitor's cards, you know, that doesn't matter. If you don't have that structure of those support ministries, something bad can happen in a church. It will affect all the way up to leadership, and it will cause things to happen that will not allow the miracle power of God to flow through. So these spigots, these people are spigots to see that God's power. But if you're bitter about the things and don't think that you're climbing the church ladder the way you should, you can be a problem. But this young slave girl, she wasn't bitter about the fact that she was taken out of her home by force. She wasn't bitter. No, there was no bitter about the position that she held, because if she had have been bitter, she would have just let the man be diseased. And then we find something else. She cared more about his blessing than his demise. Here was this man that was over her, and she was more concerned about him being blessed than her own situation and her own demise. I tell you what, every worker in every church should realize, and they should have the same attitude as this young girl who was unnamed, unknown, and uncelebrated, that the blessing of people is more important than their situation. That's what we're in the work of God for, is to bless. You know, we have people listening to this podcast from around the world, and that is the truth. As we get the statistics on this, on the access to the podcast, we find that people are listening and downloading from all of the continents of the earth in all different areas of the earth. And we thank God for the opportunity to minister to them. You know something, though, my friends? Ministry is difficult. Sure, it would be easier for a preacher not to take on another duty during the week, and that is to sit down in front of a microphone and to speak to people that he does not know on the other side of the globe. I mean, he could eliminate several hours of study, several hours of the actual teaching or preaching of a message. He could eliminate that and make his life a little bit easier. But why does a minister do it? Why do the many ministers that sit down in front of a microphone do it for to teach over the computer, over the internet, over the radio, over television? Why do they do it? Well, let me tell you why they do it. They do it to bless people. They want to help people. Well, even the lowest person on the totem pole in the church is a big person. I mean, the little toe is the lowest toe on the totem pole of the human body. But I tell you what, you try to live your existence without that little toe, and you are going to notice balance is kept because of that little toe. That little toe keeps balance to the whole body when it stands. So every position, and we just don't say this, my friends, because it's the biblical thing to say. We say this because it's the biblical thing to say, but it's the truth. It's the downright truth, and that's what it is. This young girl, glory be unto God, cared more about this man's blessing than she did about her own situation and her own demise. And you need to understand that, and you need to approach. Miracle power occurs when people care more about blessing others than they do about themselves. The third thing we found, she operated in faith. She said, for he would recover him of his leprosy. She knew exactly what was going to happen. Just because you are the lowest person on the totem pole doesn't mean you can't operate in faith. And faith that will absolutely bring great blessing to people. This is a message that needs to be heard by those that are in unnamed, unknown, uncelebrated situations. Because they have a lot to say about the power of the living God. Are you listening to me? This will help you. This will help you, and it'll help you in your relationship with your pastors. There is no place for pride in receiving a miracle. In fact, let's go back here, if you would please, verse 10. And it says in chapter 5 of 2 Kings, verse 10, and Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. So this miracle that has been set into motion by this one who was unnamed, unknown, and uncelebrated, this conduit for miracle, came to this point right here in verse 11. But Naaman was wroth. That means he got very, very angry, very, very upset. And he said, and it says, and he went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. I thought he was going to do it this way. I thought it was going to be something grand. I thought it was going to be something grandiose. But does he realize who I am? Does he realize the position that I have in life? Does he realize that I am the celebrated, that I am the known? Hallelujah, that I am the named. Just the opposite from the little girl. But the little girl had faith in God. But you know what he had instead of faith? This man had pride. He had pride. Pride will keep you from receiving a miracle. God can open up the spigot of his miracle power, and pride is like a great umbrella that keeps the flow of the miracle from coming on you. This young girl, the unnamed, the unknown, the uncelebrated one, she knew that God would heal this man if he went to the prophet of God. Now his pride is keeping him from receiving from God. In other words, the little girl knew more than this great one did. Are you listening to me? Most people who listen to our podcast, I am sure, are just people who love Jesus and go to church. You are important to the body of Christ in a major way. You are a conduit for God's miracle power. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Now notice what it says. It comes, he says, I thought he'd strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. He said, are not Avanah and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the rivers of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Well, that right there will cut off God's miracle power. Keep your cool, dude. Keep your cool, ma'am. Keep your cool. I tell you what, wash off the pride, get out of the pride, and get in faith. Keep your anger to yourself. I mean, flush your anger. Get it out of your life. and listened to the anointing of God. Verse 13, and his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be clean? And so here comes another one. And notice what it says, and his servants came. Here comes some more people who are unnamed, unknown, uncelebrated, don't even have their names. We got Naaman's name, the great one. We don't have these other people who are really responsible for the miracle power of the Lord God Almighty. And they're coming saying, now wait, Mr. Boss. If they had not said, go do something great, you would have done it. So why can't you do something simple? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That'll work on many levels, not only with named people, but unnamed people. You know, you get people and you say, you know, if you ask them to teach, they'd teach. Oh, praise the Lord, man. They'd get up and open their Bible and go at it and preach. But you ask them, you say, you know, we need a little help over here just going and visiting the sick one in their house. And man, they say, well, you know, I don't want to do that. They do something great. But all things are needed for blessing. Let me tell you, all things are needed for blessing. So let me read that to you again in verse 13. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be clean? Isn't that something? Well, let's look at something about these servants who said that to him. Notice number one, they weren't bitter about their position of servitude. If they would have been, they would have just let him be diseased. Notice this. The second thing, just like the little servant girl, they cared more about his being blessed than they did about their own demise. I mean, he could have said, shut up, off with their heads. But no, they said, no, glory to God, we care more about his blessing than we do about his demise. Did you get that? They cared more about his being blessed than they did about his demise. And then the next thing is they encouraged him to be obedient to the word that was spoken. Blessed be the name of God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, that's good news. Some people don't know when they're looking a gift horse in the mouth. And they reject everything that's been said and done because it doesn't fit into their mold. And that's what was happening here. He was rejecting because it didn't fit what he thought it should fit. You know, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart said something about the flute, the instrument, the flute. He said, it is an instrument, I'm quoting, an instrument I cannot bear. He didn't like the flute, but yet his concerto in C for flute is one of the great flute concertos ever written. He didn't let his dislike or his disgust for the instrument steal from us the glories of this wonderful piece of music. Did you hear that? He didn't let his disgust for the instrument steal away from us the beauties and the glories of this wonderful work that he wrote. Sometimes you just have to lower. You just have to lower what you think is right and do what is laid out before you to get God's power to come through. Hallelujah. So these men encouraged him without fear of reprisal from this one named Naaman. And these same people were the unnamed, the unknown, and the uncelebrated conduits for miracles. Conduits for miracles, my friends, don't always have to be big names. You could and should be a conduit of God's miracle power, whether you have a big name or whether you don't have a big name. Hallelujah. This miracle would have never happened without the unnamed, the unknown, and the uncelebrated. I keep saying that because I want you to get a hold of it, because it's vitally important that you get a hold of it. The unnamed, the unknown, and the uncelebrated were conduits for miracles. Attitudes are the death knell to the miraculous. Attitudes are the death knell to the miraculous. Look at the servants. Now look at Naaman. Verse 11 says concerning Naaman, Naaman was wroth and went away. Verse 12 says, "So he turned and went away in a rage." His attitude had killed the miracle power of God momentarily. His attitude had put a death knell in the miracle. Praise the Lord. Just because he said, "Behold, I thought." What you think is not important most of the time. It's what God thinks. Let me say it again. What you think is not important most of the time. It's what God thinks. God's really not concerned much with what you think. God likes what God thinks, and you need to think like God thinks. And God thought at this moment that just washing in the dirty Jordan River was going to be sufficient for his healing. Thank God. Thank God Naaman finally got to the place that he listened to those round about him. There's hope for all. There's hope for all stubborn people. Praise be unto God. I'll say it again. There's hope for all stubborn people that they're finally going to listen to those around them. People who aren't faithful to the Lord, people who aren't faithful to their pastors, people who aren't faithful to their fellow church members. Praise be unto God. They're going to finally get it together, get their attitudes right, get the death knell out, glory to God, and have some life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now let's go on and find out what's going to happen here in verse 14. "Then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was cleaned." Ooh, glory to the living God. Did you hear that? He was finally obedient to the words that the prophet spoke, and he got under the spigot of the miracle flow, the spigot that was provided by the unnamed, the unknown, and the uncelebrated. Folks, God is not going to have you washing in the cleanest waters all the time to get your miracle. Did you hear what I said? God is not going to have you washing in the cleanest waters all the time to get your miracle. I tell you what, some people might have forsaken that little church that they were going to because it was little. But I tell you what, God's plan might be for you to be in that little church, because God's not going to have you washing in the cleanest waters all the time for you to receive your miracle. Praise be unto the Lord. Sometimes God's miracle power is evident in the desert place. Sometimes the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Let me say that again. God is not going to have you washing in the cleanest waters all the time to get your miracle. Verse 15 says, "And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, Behold now, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant." Hallelujah. Notice what happened because of this miracle power. It was an evangelistic tool to make this man realize that the only God that there was the God of the Jew in Israel. Miracles, my friends, just aren't to bless. Miracles are to turn people's attention to the Lord God Almighty. And that's something you need to know. Hallelujah. So we have a situation back here in chapter 5, verse 2, that a little maid that waited upon Naaman was a conduit for God's miracle power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news to know that you, even if you are unnamed, unknown, and uncelebrated, can be a conduit for God's miracle power? We so appreciate you listening today. It's a blessing being able to teach you. It's a blessing, glory to God, to have people around the world listening to the Word of God that's coming forth from this little community of 34,000 in northeastern Oklahoma called Bartlesville. And we ask you that if you haven't done it yet, that you need to do it, log on to http://www.davidoaksministries, that's davidoaksministries.org, davidoaksministries.org. Log on, for there we have videos, we have video interviews with people, We have video invitations from Israel, from people in everyday walk of lives in Israel, inviting you to come to Israel. You know, Israel needs your participation in this hour when the world is set against them. And the reason why the world is set against them is because the world is filled with the devil. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the true church, the born-again ones, are standing firm with Israel in this day and time because we see that the Bible says for us to do it, that if we will bless them, we will be blessed. So you can find video invitations there. You can find video interviews that we've done with Mayor Ron Nachman, who is in the Samaria region of what the world calls the West Bank, but the Bible calls Samaria. It's an integral part of Israel, the biblical Israel, and it's going to end up and be that way in the end. Just wait and see. It doesn't matter what the world says, God's word will go through. But then also we have the ever-increasing in a quantity of MP3s, or you can get them by streaming. We have the Healing School. The Healing School was done it was done in the summer of 2003, and in that summer, glory be unto God, we spent 51 nights of that summer speaking on the subject of healing. Now we have digitized many of those sermons, and we have started putting them on the Healing School on davidoaksministries.org. If you need healing in your body, the Word of God, it says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God will bring about healing if people apply that word. It says in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, that the word of God, His sayings, are medicine to all of our flesh. So if you're fighting things in your body, physical deficiencies, if you're sick, infirmed in your body, we invite you to go on davidoaksministries.org and log on to the healing page of the Healing School, and you can download those sermons for free, or you can just stream them on and listen to them right there and stream them and listen to the Word of God concerning healing. We invite you to do that. We also invite you to look and find out what we believe. You know, it's good for you to know what we believe, and that's all on there. We also invite you, glory be unto God, to read about our Israel trips. You can even find a history of me. You can find out how my wife and I met so many years ago, and you might find that interesting, that two people can marry in their early 20s, and they can stay married for many, many, many years in the ministry, glory be unto God. And it has even our interest of riding our motorcycle. So we invite you to log on to davidoaksministries.org. We also invite you at this time to tell others about the Light Church podcast. You can tell people, and we encourage you to do it. Tell people to log on to iTunes, and they can find the Light Church podcast. Join the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of others around the world that are listening to the Light Church podcast. Encourage them to do it. Praise be unto the Lord. Now I'm going to read one final scripture to you before we complete our time together today. And it's in Proverbs, the 4th chapter. It says in verse 20, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them, that's those words, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them, that's those words, in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, are those words, and health to all their flesh. I encourage you to get more of the Word of God, the unadulterated truth of God's Word, because at the getting of that Word and the keeping it before our eyes and the hearing of it and getting it and keeping it in the midst of our heart, the Bible makes two dynamic statements to us. For these words are life unto those that find them. It brings forth life, and these words will bring forth health to all of our flesh. My friends, it's been great to be with you again on this podcast. Join us next time for the Light Church Podcast. This is Pastor David saying goodbye for now. Be blessed.